Shanti. Good morning. The topic we are going to look at today is mind management. What happens in the mind? Thoughts. We think and think through the mind. Now let's listen to a story that has a connection with us. If you see a worm, you know what's a worm? It's like a caterpillar, it's a worm. If you see a worm and you ask that worm, what is the world? And the worm or the caterpillar will say, this tree is the world with all the green leaves. That is my world. So is the caterpillar telling the truth? Yes. That's all the caterpillar or the worm knows. That is its world. But if you ask a cow, what is the world? And the cow will say, the green fields, the leaves, the grass, that is my world. And the cow is correct, because that's what the cow knows. And if you ask a bird, flying bird, what is the world? It'll say, oh, the blue sky, all the trees, all the fields, that is my world. So each of these animals, they are speaking the truth. But it is not the whole truth. It's only part of the truth. And there's another story about the six blind men who wanted to know what an elephant is. And then one said the elephant is like a tree trunk. Another said the elephant is like a snake. And another said other things. So they were all correct, but still all incorrect. That is the story of us all. We think, but what we think is only what we know, what we have learned, what we have experienced, what we like, what we understand, what we don't like. That's all our knowledge. It is right for us. It is the truth for us. But it is not the universal truth. It's only for us. And in this world, there are 7 billion people. And 7 billion people means 7 billion ways of thinking and 7 billion opinions, feelings, emotions, whatever. That is why Baba has said that we can categorize knowledge or feelings or whatever we know into 3 categories. One is Srimat. Whatever Baba says in the Murli, that is the ultimate truth. That is the truth for the whole universe. That is the truth for all the 7 billion people, whether they are BKs or not BKs, it is still the truth. So Srimat is the total truth. And whatever we feel, whatever emotions we have, whatever inclinations that come to us, that's only based on what we have gone through in the past lives, what we have experienced in this life, and that's all that we know. So, definitely, that is not the truth. We can say, I swear by the Gita, or I swear by the Bible, I swear, but still, that is limited. Only Baba gives the unlimited. And so, when we become Brahma Kumars, Brahma Kumaris, we have to open up our vision. We have to look at a bigger picture. And so when we think, it is good to ask the self, is this what Baba wants me to think? Or is it my own thinking? It's good to check every single thought. For example, I give one simple example. I am from country A. That's my country A. So I love my country. I love my people. I love the language. I love the religion. And I feel I'm a good citizen. I feel. But because I love country A, I don't have that same love for country B, C, D, for race A, B, C, for religion B, C, D. I don't have that. I only focus on A. So what is love? Love has no boundaries. I love my country. I love every country. I love the people of my country. I love the people of the world. So, all virtues are limitless. If we start limiting and narrowing our feelings, our emotions, then we are not growing the way Baba wants us to grow. So, all virtues are universal, tolerant. I'm not only tolerant to a certain group of people, I'm tolerant to everyone. So it's unlimited. So the moment I start checking my own opinions, my own views, my ideas, is this right or wrong? I have experienced many times that in a certain situation, I have to say something nasty, something harsh in a certain situation. I have to say it. But then Baba says, speak sweetly, speak softly. If you are hot, don't speak. So, on the one hand, I am fighting with my own feelings, my own emotions. I want to scold, I want to speak loudly, I want to say that person is wrong. My feelings, true. And I think it is correct. But Baba says no. So the moment I swallow my feelings, I stop my emotions and I say, no, Baba wants me to be like this. And I keep quiet. And I learn to be silent, learn to be calm. And then another day, another time, if I have to point out the mistake, let me do it. So many, many occasions, what we feel, what we think, what we realize, they are all not accurate. So we have to check with Baba's Murli. We have to check, is this what Baba wants us to think? And so, this is one aspect of mind management, that you do not express your views, your emotions, and you wait until the right moment, until you give the right response. Now somebody said, this is not the truth. You are lying to yourself. That is not you. The real you is, you get angry. So why are you putting up a false a false picture of yourself. But then, why are we here as BKs? What are we learning? To transform, to change, to become better. From Tamu Pradhan to Satu Pradhan. From untruth to truth. From darkness to light. From limited to unlimited. That's why we are here. So if we don't sacrifice, if we don't let go of our feelings, so that what we say, what we do is according to Baba Srimad, then we are changing. Then there is a feeling of being positive, because none of us are true, because we are in hell. Who are the residents of hell? Those who are in darkness. So when we are in darkness, we have to look for light. So Baba says, listen to the Murli, remember me, you are a soul. So this birth, I'm in this country A. The last birth, maybe I was in country B. So I love everyone, everything. Drama is accurate. So this gives us a lot of freedom not to judge, not to have negative feelings, not to have prejudices. It gives a lot of freedom. For me, if I think of Srimad, it really gives me liberation. I don't have to check what I think or what I feel for an action or reaction. I just have to refer to the Murlis or the seniors. So what they give will be definitely the truth. So I can check from the Murlis, I can check from the seniors. Even if I'm not sure, I can wait. But always, Baba says, do everything before thinking. So Daddy Janki always says, think less, think less, think less. And then there was a time when Daddy Janki said, don't think. Don't think. Because Baba is thinking. And Baba is telling. Baba is doing. Just do that. So we don't even have to think whether it is the right thing or the wrong thing. What Baba says is the truth. So there is freedom, mukti. We must feel light as BKs, not heavy that, oh, I cannot agree with this sister, or I cannot agree with this brother, so I cannot agree with the family. These are all our own views, our own opinions. Baba says, you must cooperate with the family. You must get the blessings of the family. You are in the godly family. God has chosen everyone. And then I start telling myself, oh, I don't like this senior. I cannot agree with this senior. I don't like this BK. Or I'm happy with that BK. So that is really showing us that we have to start a new way of thinking and feeling and expressing ourselves. We have to, because deities, they are always loving. Deities are always happy. Deities are very friendly. Am I that? Or I use my mind. I use my limited thoughts and I start segregating, I start separating people from people. So that is not right. So even things that we thought were correct, for example, like loving the country, patriotism is good. Yes, patriotism is good. I love my country. But that does not mean I do not like other countries. But what do people of the Iron Age think? Kali Yuga think? I like my country, so I don't like another country. I like my religion, I don't like the other religion. So we are limiting ourselves. So can we expand our scope of thinking? So mind management. This is one side of mind management. To check and recheck what are my views, my opinions, my feelings. Are they what Baba wants, or must I change? If I cannot change, no problem. But at least there is realization that my feeling is wrong. I have to change one day. So understanding, realizing, and changing. It's a process, but we change. Slowly, slowly, we become better and better. So Baba says, from Tamo to Rajo to Sato. So there is that transformation. Now, another thing that we can also focus on is how we use our senses, the eyes, the ears, the mouth, the nose. How do we use them? Again, what we see there, something is happening out there. What we see there, we see from our own point of view. We see from our own feelings. We see from our own experience. And that may not be true. For example, somebody is doing something, and I tell myself, that is wrong. We don't know whether it's wrong. And we don't know why that person is doing that. We don't know. But we think it's wrong. So, anything that we interpret from our own narrow experience, 1 in 7 billion souls. How can that be right? So, even if I see Baba has given the medicine, see, don't see. Why do you see and then think it is wrong? And thinking wrong is negative energy. And I'm giving myself negativity. I'm feeding my body with negative energy. Why? So, even to use our eyes accurately, we need the mind to control the eyes, the intellect to control the eyes. Like if we go to the market, we want to buy long beans. Yeah, our eyes just look for the long beans. We don't look at the other vegetables. So like that, if your mind says, I only want to see positivity, and even if we see something wrong, we see and we don't see. Because Baba says, drama is accurate. Everything is according to the law of karma. Everything is accurate. So why start judging? Why start criticizing? Why start gossiping? These are all wrong actions. And nothing to do with me. But I allow my eyes to see something and I make wrong conclusions. I hurt myself the most with negative energy, negative thoughts. I lose energy. I lose enthusiasm. I lose my happiness. I'm always looking with a critical, negative eye. Only the eyes. That's why mostly I tell my friends, let's speak less, speak less. Don't talk. Quiet. Because we have to arrange our thoughts. See whether it's okay before we talk. But if we talk without thinking, then we are creating a negative karma. And why are we here as Brahma Kumaras and Kumaris? We want to see a transformation in the self. And we come to Baba for ourselves, not to judge the senior, not to judge my friend, not to judge the family, not to judge the center, but our thoughts go there. So one is judging and the other is comparing. We compare this person to that person, and it's our own view, it's not the truth. It's our own view, 1 in 7 billion. So judging, comparing, criticizing. Yeah? So this is very, very dangerous for BKs. Because once we start thinking negative, Baba is far away. We are not close to Baba. We want to be close to Baba and pull his energy, pull his love, pull his peace. So I must create a mind that is suitable for Baba to fill me up. So if I allow my eyes to see things that I don't like and to see things that make me judge, Baba never said in the Murli, be a judge. Did Baba say that? Be a judge? No, never. So, we stop thinking about other people, then Baba says, be introverted. So, we see and don't see. It is only a yogi who can do that. A yogi sees right, wrong, everything is okay. If he can help, yes. If not, no. The yogi is always happy. So to make Baba my constant friend, I have to see that my eyes do not deceive me, that I am not my own enemy, that my views do not destroy me, my feelings, my opinions, do not disturb me. So I have to become my own friend. Slowly, we learn as we go along the path. And remember, better to speak less than speak more. It's always safe. Now, we've talked about the eyes, the mouth, hearing. So when we come into a big family, the divine family, there are all kinds of people, all kinds of BKs, from all backgrounds. Some quickly study and become okay, some take a long time, but they are still Baba's children. So can I look at them with mercy? Can I accept them as my brother's soul? Can I give good wishes? Or do I say, this person is like that? So, again, to fall in line with Baba's thinking is really good mind management. Sometimes it's very hard to let go of our opinions, our feelings, because we have sanskars. Over the last 63 births, and these sanskars really, really dominate the mind. So we have quick emotions, quick feelings, very quick likes and dislikes. It comes. You don't want, but it comes. And therefore, if you have such feelings or opinions, again, stop and think. This is from my last 63 births. Yes, it is my experience. It is what I learned. It is what I believed. It's in my sanskar. It's there. It's recorded. Yes. I know it, and it is wrong. I know it. But can I disuse it? Not use your sanskar, but disuse. You see, there's a glass here in front of me. If I leave it like that for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, it collects dust. If it is a gadget and I don't use it, it gets spoiled because I disuse it. I don't use it. Similarly, with my old sanskars that are giving me negative feelings, without my asking for it, they come and they bombard me with these feelings. All I have to do is to say, stop. I don't want you. I don't want to use you. Go away. My feeling is not correct. Baba doesn't want this. So, be your own teacher. Be your own student. Look at yourself. So much to learn. So many things that come. So when we start looking inside, when we look at the self, then we can really monitor our thoughts. So our mind management becomes good. Our sanskars are our greatest obstacle in Brahmin life. It takes many, many years, long time, yeah, to really not to use the negative traits in us. It takes a long time until it becomes a natural kind of change. So, have patience. Patience is unlimited. Tolerance is unlimited. Love is unlimited. So if you can love yourself, if you can love yourself unlimitedly, then you can love Baba unlimitedly. Because what you have is what you show. What you have is what you give. So the more we are self-focused, the more we can understand Murli very deeply, then it's really a guide to show us. Today Baba says, don't give sorrow. Give happiness through your words, through your thinking, through your words, your actions. Very simple. Don't give sorrow. But we give a lot of sorrow because we like, we don't like. So, always, I tell myself, my feelings are not important. My views are not important. I had the opportunity to watch a show, where there were 7 beautiful girls, 7, who had gone for a competition. One of them would be chosen as the model of the year. One of them. So when I saw the 7 faces, all were beautiful, but in my mind, I told myself, this one must win. And another face, this one will go out quickly. You know, my view. This one will win. This one will be eliminated very fast. My thinking at the beginning. So the show went on. The ones that I thought were beautiful slowly left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And the one face I didn't like so much was the winner. So it was a very big lesson for me that my view is only small. So Baba's view, we are beautiful children, is correct. We are selected children, correct. We are Brahmins, correct. We can become deities, correct. So can I start looking at myself and becoming beautiful the way Baba wants? So the moment we start appreciating ourselves and appreciating our role, then there's no discontentment. Many bhikkhus, they're discontent with something or other, you know. Something, not happy, not content. Anything and everything. The fan is too fast. You play this song, so easy to become discontent. But the moment I see Baba smiling, coming into hell in an old body and meeting all the old souls who are the greatest sinners, you agree? Are we the greatest sinners? And Baba is making them, or making us, into worship worthy. What a difficult task. Sometimes I feel so sorry for God. Coming and making monkeys into deities. Not easy. But Baba has that deep love, that determination. So can I know, understand what Baba is doing? And can I help Baba without complaining, without criticizing, without comparing? Can I help God in any small way? Can I learn to be satisfied? Can I learn to accept? Can I appreciate Baba's thinking? And can I learn to love myself? So when the focus is right, then we have a lot of homework to do. A lot of homework. And so we can see and don't see, hear, don't hear. And then we just focus on the self, because there's so much internal cleansing, spring cleaning to do, so much. Mostly, bhikkhus take many years to become mature, spiritually mature. We're all spiritual students, but to become spiritually matured, do I have enough mercy to forgive, to let go? Because I'm merciful to myself first. So when I forgive, the mercy is for me. Because if I don't forgive, I am carrying a burden. I am carrying a grudge. So I'm not merciful to me. How can I be merciful to another person? So when I free myself, I'm freeing the other person. So this phrase, yeah, self transformation for world transformation is very accurate. And the other one is think global, act local. I love my country, I love all the countries, but I'm born in this country, so I help this country. So think global, act local. So to cleanse the self and to become mature the way Baba feels should be our aim, because our end result is we are merciful to everybody, even the worst sinner. Merciful, forgiving, blessing. So we have to reach that stage in a very natural state. in a very natural way. And so deities are those who are full. Only those who are full can forgive. Only those who are full can give. So, look at the self. Fill the self with Baba's love, Baba's mercy, Baba's task, and have mercy on the self and work on the self. So to read the Murli again and again, don't get caught up with somebody else. Baba says, don't get caught up with name and fame. Don't get trapped. Baba used the word trapped. It's a trap. This senior is very good, or this BK is very good, is very generous, very helpful. The moment we get attached, in the mind, attached to another person, physical, then our attachment to Baba breaks. That person is good because Baba has made him like that. That person is good because he is Baba's child. So Baba, Baba, Baba. It's really love, you know. When you love Baba, you love everything. When you love Baba, you accept everything. And when you love Baba, you understand everything. So, if I have conflict in my mind, if I have conflict, it means I have not understood. If I have discontentment, it means I have not understood. If I am unhappy with somebody, it means I have not understood Baba's knowledge. So really, to experience Baba and Baba's love and mercy, withdraw into the self like a tortoise. Withdraw. Appreciate yourself. See your weaknesses. See our own weaknesses. And then tell, Baba is so good. I have this weakness, this weakness, this problem, this burden. I have so many things. And Baba has selected me. How great He is. He knows I have all this, but He has selected me. How generous He is. But He knows I have the capacity to move on. I have the capacity to move forward. Baba knows. I don't know. Because I'm like a blind man trying to find out what an elephant is. I'm like the worm thinking that the tree is my world. I'm that. So now Baba comes and opens up my whole vision. And I see all the possibilities that can come to me. I see myself the way I am. And so I work on myself, I realize myself, and I move forward step by step. So really, to see God, the way He thinks, and the way He does things, Baba never criticizes, never. Baba gives love and one teaching. Gives love and one teaching. Somebody asked one of the seniors, why God takes so long to give all the information? Why God cannot give it in 3 months? Or whole information has taken 70 over years, 70 plus years, to give the full teachings. Why? Now if you go to a doctor and he gives you a bottle of medicine, you're going to drink it? No. One spoon, one teaspoon, one day. One teaspoon, one day. Murli is one teaspoon of medicine to slowly start the process of thinking. in the right way, to change the mind, to change the pattern of thoughts, to stop and ponder, to rethink, to become positive and not judgmental, to love. These are unlimited. It's not for one people or one country or one set of people. No, it's for everyone. Only God can speak the truth. Only God is the truth, and therefore His teachings are the truth. And because He is the truth, He can change hell to heaven. Because He is the truth, He makes worshippers into worthy of worship. Because He is the truth, He changes darkness into light. So, can I surrender my feelings, my opinion, my knowledge, my background? Slowly, slowly throw away your own feelings and adopt Baba. Baba has adopted us, but now we adopt Baba's way of thinking, Baba's attitude, Baba's feelings, Baba's thoughts. Slowly we think like that, and then we can become free. You know what is Nirvana? What is Mukti? We think like Baba. Mukti, freedom, no more sorrow, no more wrong actions, no more wrong words, wrong thinking. So Mukti, freedom. Now the soul is in bondage. The soul is imprisoned by Ravana, by Ravan. It's imprisoned. So can I get out of the prison? Can I get out of my old cage and fly? So for that, there must be sacrifice. Must be sacrifice. I sacrifice my opinion. I sacrifice my views. I sacrifice what I know. Because Baba is giving me the freedom to move on. Next time, where will I play my part? So let me move on. So I become a world citizen. I become a world benefactor. And I learn how to receive drama with all its complexities. But it is good, because I learn, I accept, I understand. And drama is very, very fair. Nothing in drama is unfair, because there's a law, universal law, guiding everybody and everything. And God doesn't judge. Even God doesn't judge. And we don't have to judge. So the universal law of karma, the universal law of the land, will take its course. So we don't have to worry whether something is right or wrong, whether something is good or bad. Free yourself. Be a bird. A bird is not attached to one opinion, one tree. Today it will go to one tree, tomorrow another tree. And we are all musafirs. We are all travelers. So don't get attached to one place, one way of thinking, one style of living. No. We become more broad-minded, far-sighted. So we learn how to let go. So where there is sacrifice, the greater the sacrifice, the greater the benefit. Normally, we associate sacrifice with loss. No. In spiritual language, sacrifice means gain, means benefit, means progress. So can I sacrifice my old ways, my old views, my old way of thinking, my sanskars. I disuse them. I don't want to use them. And so I go forward. So, this is the way to slowly learn to look at the self and to progress. And in every Murli, there is something I can learn. Just read one sentence and then ponder on it. Give happiness through your mind, your words, and your actions. Today's Murli. Give happiness. Just very simple sentence, no difficult words, but the application of it, if I can help myself to apply that, and I'm happy, I make people around me happy, that's where I'm following Srimad. So the seniors, they're all very experienced, so they don't get disturbed by things. They are light and easy. So we can also be like that. And that's why we are here. We've come for Mukti and Jivan Mukti. Nothing worries me. I just have to look at myself and move on. So Baba helps us through the Murli. And so the Murli is very, very important. Just pick up one sentence. Don't get trapped in anyone's name and form. Just one. Why is Baba saying that? There's so many good people. I appreciate them. They have done so many things. Mother Teresa, Mahatma Gandhi. But no. They are God's children. They get inspiration from God. They're doing great things. And Baba is asking me to do the same thing. So instead of praising that human being, instead of looking at that human being, I look at God and I praise Him. So Baba says, you the soul, remember me. But children forget. Remember me. Baba is the greatest. Think of any great people, but Baba is still the greatest. The greatest of the great. You know, today Baba says, I am the father of all fathers, husband of all husbands. Why? What is a husband? What does a husband do? Protect. A husband decorates with virtues. A husband guides the wife. Gives all that the wife needs. Husband. Father, protector, guide. Make sure, the father makes sure that the son is okay. So Father Baba is the greatest. So no human being need to be remembered. Because our mind goes towards a bodily being. And we are not bodily beings. We are points of light. So can I see beyond what I see? To see the unseen, the soul that is not seen with the physical eyes. And see Baba, just the point of light, but the greatest light of the whole Kalpa, the greatest light that can ever be, the one who dispels darkness. Can I truly, truly love Baba with my heart, with my soul, with my body? Truly, truly. Am I Baba's friend? Can Baba rely on me? I rely on Baba. But can Baba rely on me? Yes. If I don't complain, don't compare, don't criticize, I help, I accept, Baba can rely on me. But if today I cry, tomorrow I'm happy, today I'm happy, tomorrow I'm unhappy, nobody can rely on me, not even my friends, let alone Baba. So, we must be stable, steady, unshakable in drama and really learn to appreciate God. Who is God? What is God? Why is he the greatest and the most beautiful? Why? If we can remember this, then we will carry our sanskars to the copper age, where we will do excellent bhakti, pure bhakti, pure love, pure surrender, pure companionship. We will do that. Not adulterated bhakti, but pure bhakti. The sanskars we develop here, and then in the copper age, we give so much in the love of God. And that was unadulterated, pure, loving surrender to God Almighty. So that's good bhakti. And then bhakti slowly revolves and becomes mixed. And then now bhakti today is very, very mixed today. It's so much adulterated, so much changes from the beginning. And so, slowly as I become a bhikkhu, I understand what I am to do and how I am to do. And I am so happy that today I am alive, I can focus on myself. Tomorrow is a question mark. Baba says, suddenly, anything can happen. So don't waste your time, your breath, your words. Be simple. Learn to be simple. Don't have difficulties in your life. Learn to be simple and think positive. It's really a freedom for the soul. When the soul is free, it can experience constant happiness and contentment. So learn to see Baba and learn to love Baba. Only Baba, one Baba and another. You can do that? Huh? I think we all can do it. That's why we are here. We all can do it. It's there. And Baba knows it. And so we can do it. So, one Baba and none other. I help everybody. I work with everybody. I cooperate with everybody. But my true possession is one Baba and none other. You can do that, all of you? Yeah? Okay. Thank you. Now, there is a little time if you have any questions. My name is Janaki. I'm in Bali now for 22 years. Before that, I was in Sri Lanka and a few other countries in Southeast Asia. Any questions? So remember, our Murli is our life. And Baba is our companion. So listen to the Murli word by word and really pay attention. If there are no questions, I stop here. This is a beautiful path and very easy. But we are attached to our thinking and that's where we create obstacles. But just let go. Little pain, no problem to let go of your own opinion. So we end with a song. Thank you for coming. And experience Baba. As Didi Nirmala said, avyakt meeting all the time can take place anywhere. So become subtle and experience Baba in the subtle form. Shall we do that now? Om Shanti. You have a question? Yes. The question is, if someone helps us, is it wrong or right to praise that person in front of other people? You see, this helping is just one occasion. And every karma has an action and reaction. If that person has truly helped you, he will get the return of it. But even when you praise him, just praise him, but do not really like get attached to him. That's okay. Do not get attached. Because this attachment is negative. Love and appreciation is good. Love is good. Appreciating is good. But do not get attached. So, always think that whatever anybody does, they will get the return of that according to their feelings. Like if I give something with an ulterior motive, then that something is not good. Because I want something in return. But if I give with a pure charitable heart, then it is good. So we have this punya atma. Only punya atmas go to heaven, you know. So they are very charitable in their thinking. They don't want anything. They are just giving. And this is what a deity is. So, deities are givers. They don't take. No praise. No one to remember what they did. So that is the qualification of a deity. Okay then? Om Shanti. Thank you.